support Seneca One. I hear that you asked for some major changes last night.
Well, there has never been a Senate Bill One. There's now an amendment to it. And
you know you're talking to a disgruntled lawmaker when he starts out. When he starts out quibbling about a procedural technicality. He's right. The legislation we're discussing was filed as an amendment to a placeholder bill. Not that it matters. Whatever you call it, it was supposed to fix the state's school funding formula, which has the dubious distinction of ranking 49th in the country when it comes to equity. That fact gets unanimous agreement in the Capitol, Democrats, Republicans, and the governor, too. But how do we remedy the problem? There's very little agreement about that. State Senator Andy Menar, a Democrat from Bunker Hill, has sponsored four different school funding bills over the past few years, including this amendment to Senate Bill 1. Senator Jason Barrickman from Bloomington has led school funding reform efforts on the Republican side. Barrickman responded to Menar's plan with a statement touting their private negotiations, but Monday night, Barrickman asked for lots of big changes. On Tuesday, I cornered him in a noisy Capitol corridor to find out what might be the fate of this bill.
My comment last week, is that what you're referencing? When you say I support it?
Last week you were cautiously optimistic.
But there's a difference, right?
Okay.
I said last week that I was cautiously optimistic that the amendment would reflect our agreement that I needed to review the amendment. I've done that now. The amendment does not reflect our agreement. I'm not supportive of it. I hope we can get it right, but that certainly is not it.
Okay, what's wrong with it?
Well, there's a number of things. I mean, this has been a very lengthy negotiation on a number of technical issues and policy issues, whether it be how we handle the hold harmless, which is a piece of this that's not correct, to how charter schools are funded, to his introduction of new ideas, ideas that he's had in his prior legislation that he's now incorporated to this amendment. Those concepts have not been a part of our negotiation, so I was surprised to see those be a part of the amendment. There's a lengthy list of things that do not reflect our agreement. And mind you, you know, this is a very tenuous negotiation. If we get it right, I think we've got an opportunity to make a major policy change, change the law, get a governor's signature, majority votes, bipartisan, both chambers. If we get it wrong, people are going to label it things like a bailout of Chicago public schools. And so it's important to me that we get it right. And that's what we're trying to do.
So was the Chicago Block Grant one of the things that you're talking about?
The Chicago Block Grant has been an item that we have continued to talk about.
Okay, is that one of the ones on your long list?
The summary in total is a list of items for which, through our private negotiations, I thought we were coming close to reaching an agreement on. And apparently, the amendment that he filed, for which he didn't consult me, had no heads up. I read the language. I put out a statement that said I was optimistic that it reflected our agreement. But when I read it, it was abundantly clear it did not.
Oh, so you put out your statement before you actually read it?
Of course. I put out the statement right after we filed it. It's a show of good faith that said we've been having negotiations. I think I had spoken to him the day before the amendment was filed. There was no suggestion from him the day before that, hey, I'm going to file an amendment and it's going to agree on these things, disagree on these other things, introduce new concepts. There was none of that. And so when he filed it, I put out a statement that said I'm optimistic that the amendment reflects our agreement, but I'm going to review the bill or the amendment. And now that I've read it, what I see is that there's a significant departure from our agreement.
Okay, go back to the hold harmless, because hold harmless sounds like a very simple concept. Everybody gets what they already got. But there's so many different ways you can do hold harmless. You can do it by district, you can do it per pupil. So what way does he have and what way do you want?
He has proposed it by district. The governor's commission, I believe, suggests it should be by pupil. We've had discussions about both. I don't think even Senator Menar has spoken about his concerns of handling it that way. I think it's important for that hold harmless to be tied to enrollment if for no other reason, so that you can go home and say to people that for a district that is losing enrollments, we're not going to continue to pump the same amount of money into them.
But if a district gains enrollment, they get more money?
Well, it depends on how it would be written.
This is my last question. Is there any hope this is going to get done? I mean, I remember you telling me, and I admit it was off the record, and I don't know if we are putting it on the record now, you'll tell me, that there wasn't a nickel's worth of difference between the two of you, and you could probably solve it over a beer and a burger.
Well, I think we've had multiple, at least, coffees, and certainly lots of communications, but if the amendment doesn't reflect the agreement, no matter how trivial someone may say the difference is, mind you, I think some of them are very significant. I'm looking for a path where I can get Republican votes and a signature from the governor on this thing.
I lied. I have one more question.
Yeah.
So he filed this amendment, and it's Andy Menard's amendment. Mm-hmm. Is there going to be a Jason Berrickman amendment?
Well, I don't know.
Or is Jason Berrickman just going to negotiate tweaks to Andy Menard's amendment?
I mean, I can't say. You know, what I would like to see is for us to be working in tandem with one another. I think last week when the amendment was filed, I had some initial hope. When I read the amendment, I see that it doesn't reflect the agreement. But I've tried at every step here to demonstrate to Senator Menard, the Democrats, and others on this that I'm a good and willing partner in this. So me filing dueling bills, I think, doesn't move the needle forward as much as having conversations where we say there's agreements and then making sure the legislation reflects that.